Let's do it upside down. Have you learned how to write resources that fit your culture? You have two choices if you are creating materials for sport, play or fitness. Your team can sit in an office and create it, or you can go to where the resource will be used and include locals in its creation. One team decided to go one step further. They traveled to a local sports team and supported them to design and write their own resource. This country had suffered more than 20 years of civil war. There was no electricity or running water, and tanks and soldiers guarded the city. The project was to write Bible lessons to help children and families rebuild their lives after the horror of war. Some of the key lessons identified as being needed included learning to love again, how to forgive, and what is a family. The team included pastors, teachers, Sunday school leaders and parents. Some had even been child soldiers. The team writing the lesson on love explained that loving others might require a radical response, forgiving the young man down the street who killed your whole family, or learning a biblical response to someone who had injured you permanently by cutting off your arm. These impactful lessons were then shared with other countries who had also suffered in civil war and terrible hardship. The tragedy in one place was somehow used by God to help others. Amazing. Scripture to ponder. 1 Corinthians 13 6-7. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Key lesson. Different lessons match different contexts. The sport movement encourages local creation of resources which are open source, so they are available to adapt elsewhere at no cost.